Shalom, this is Rabbi David Wise, and another installment of Davening for Dummies. This Shabbat, we'll be looking at the passage Tikanta Shabbat, the top paragraph on page 158 of Sidur Sim Shalom for Shabbat and Festivals. In the days of the Temple in Jerusalem, Beit HaMikdash, our ancestors worshipped God by bringing sacrifices. We, of course, have substituted words, verbal prayer, for nearly 2,000 years. That's how we worship. But we haven't forgotten what the ancients once did. The times of our tefillot, our prayer services, mirror the sacrificial schedule. And on special days, notably Shabbat, when an extra sacrifice was brought, we bring an extra prayer, Musaf. The fourth and middle blessing of the Musaf Amidah emphasizes the holiness, the uniqueness of Shabbat. It begins with a kind of poem called an alphabetical acrostic. Usually that means a poem of words or phrases whose first letters go from Aleph and Bet all the way to Tav. But this passage is really unique. It goes backwards through the Aleph Bet. Tikanta, Tav. Shabbat, Shin, Ratzita, Resh, Korbanoteha, Kuf, all the way backwards through the alphabet to Az, Aleph. Why would a poet write this way? Rashi's Sidur and other commentators from the Middle Ages think that this poem hints at the redemptive power of observing Shabbat. Now, when we hear ideas like, if all Jews keep Shabbos 2 weeks in a row, Moshiach will come, we think of Chabad. But this hope is also found in the Talmud. Still, why does the poem go backwards through the Aleph Bet? Because we have one famous Hebrew word that is itself a reverse alphabetical acrostic. Melech, king. Mem, lamed, chaf. As the prophet Zechariah said, and as we say at the end of Aleinu three times a day, Vehaya Adonai lemelech al kol haaretz, bayom hahu yiyeh Adonai echad ushmo echad, when Adonai becomes king over all the earth, on that day Adonai will be one, unified, universally accepted. Now that's redemption. Or is it? I can't say I know what redemption looks like. But as Joni Mitchell wrote in her song Woodstock, we got to get ourselves back to the garden. She was singing about the Garden of Eden, a symbol of absolute peace and tranquility, a symbol of redemption that goes all the way back to the beginning, to Aleph. Here we are looking forward to Tav, the end of days, the end of the Aleph Bet. But maybe we should be hoping for a complete do-over, a fresh start, at the very beginning. Shabbat is a taste of the garden. Begin with the end in mind, sure, but take the long journey back to the start.